Alisa Ali backstage at Bonnaroo 2015 with ex-ambassadors. Welcome.
How's it going?
So at least half of us.
Introduce yourselves and tell us your role in ex-ambassadors.
I'm Sam. I'm the singer and I play saxophone. I play guitar, play a little bass, do a little jack of all trades thing.
I'm Casey and I just play the keys.
You're so lazy, Casey.
Yeah, that's the best way I found to be, especially in heat like this. So exactly. I don't want to do anything else.
Yeah, it is crazy. Yeah. We were just talking about how hot it is. Yeah. And I'm sure you listening on the radio are nice and cool and air conditioned. And we are very jealous of you because it is hot, hot heat up in here. Yeah.
I'll get used to it one of these days.
Yeah,
I am never getting used to this. Yeah. I don't think
it's crazy. I was saying before, I came to this festival with Noah and Adam, the other two guys in the band, when we were in college back in like 2007 or 8. We road tripped down here and we were in it. We were like in the festival. I don't know how the hell we did it because I was like, just being out there yesterday, just walking around, I wanted to just die. It was so awful. It was so hot.
Well, you were a younger man back then.
Younger men.
That's right. Stronger. And I was a younger lady back then as well. And I was up in it too. Dude. I don't care if it's the sun is beating down on me. I got to dance.
Oh my God, exactly.
Man. Yeah.
More power to them, man.
Amen. You know, I'm impressed with the ones who are still standing. You know, I'd take my hat off to them.
That's right. Although not in the heat. You should keep your hat on.
Yeah, that's true.
You can tip your hat to
them. There you go. I'm not much of a hat dude, actually. I think about it.
It messes with your hearing too much,
exactly.
It's crazy. I never noticed it until Casey told me that he can't wear hats because it just like messes it like changes just by pushing down on the tops of your ears, like it changes,
or even just having something just above your ears,
and it's so subtle and you don't notice it. But you notice it very, very easily.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the first time I noticed the slight changes in ears was at, I think, a Fish show.
Oh,
and I noticed that people at Fish shows were sort of putting their hands behind their ears and pushing them forward so they could get more sound. And at first I was thinking, why are they all doing that?
Pretty wild.
And it really does work.
Wow.
Yes. That's try amazing. It next time. It really does work.
I'm sure they're all really feeling those vibes,
totally. Totally. Yeah, you know what's cool about this festival also is that they have, well, last night I was at Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you guys?
No, we missed it.
We were super tired. We had done like a million interviews all day yesterday and had been running around. And
regretting it now because we heard Kendrick and Chance came out with them and just like, I would have loved to see that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk about something that does not necessarily have to do with the performers, but is related. This is something that I quite enjoy, and I wish all bands would do this. Mm-hmm. They had an interpreter, sign language
interpreter
at the show. And it's so cool to see the way that they move while they're interpreting the songs. It's almost like they're doing interpretive dance.
That's so cool.
That's amazing.
Really, like Earth, Wind, and Fire, they brought somebody out to do that?
And the cool thing, too, is that they don't only sign the lyrics, they also sign... like drum beats.
Oh, really?
Isn't that insane?
Wow, that's crazy. So they're like conducting almost.
Yeah. Well,
that's
sort of.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's
and
so
I
cool.
was I was watching this dude who was hearing impaired and he was watching the sign language lady for a while and like really like, you know, you could see his face changing that's cool. And I'm a little bit jealous because that way you really do get the lyrics.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's true.
Because sometimes lyrics get drowned out at a live performance.
Oh, yeah.
Outdoors is hard.
As a singer, that always bumps me out, too.
I was just going to ask you, are you bummed out by that? Like, are there particular lyrics that you feel really strongly about and you want to get that message across? Do you, like, especially enunciate those?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have some funny stuff in some of our songs, too. Like, I try to have as much of a sense of humor as possible in our music when those get lost in the crowd, it's like kind of like, oh, you know, that could have been, you could have like really enjoyed that. I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to do that. But it's hard because we're using in-ear monitors and I can hear myself perfectly.
Yeah.
I can. So I'm like, I like know everything that's going on, but you just never know. But, you know, thankfully we have a great front of house person who's with us and we always travel with people now and who we trust will make us sound good. So
nice, nice. Well, you guys have the most to do with making you sound good.
Yeah,
congratulations
yeah, yeah.
Like on that.
So. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
It's mostly you. and so you've released some songs here and there, but yep. your full length debut is yet to be released.
Yep.
That is coming out what, the end of this month?
June 30th. Yeah, that's the official date, June 30th. And okay. we're so stoked about it. It's called VHS. I mean, we talk about it like we really have been working towards making this album since we started playing music together.
Which
in
was?
Middle school. So Casey and I are brothers. We've been playing music together since we were kids. Yeah. Noah, our guitar player, I've known since I was 5 years old. We started our first band in middle school. We met Adam first week of college, and we have been playing as the four of us for about, I mean, like almost 8, 9 years, almost like a decade.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Probably long. Yeah, yeah, about a decade. And
so you've been together for almost a decade, and you never had a fight.
No, well, I mean, we have plenty of fights.
All the time.
We have plenty of fights.
What are you talking about?
But yeah, I mean, what makes it different is that we have known each other all for so long, and have been wanting to do this together as a group for so long that those fights kind of don't really mean much, you know, because we still all have the same collective mindset. And you know, it's easier for us to get into fights because we know each other so well. But it's also that it makes it easier to drop them.
Right.
And like
yeah,
not.
That's very true.
Yeah. It's like not a big deal. I mean, we're brothers. We fight all the time.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. So
that's
it's
how
like.
It goes.
I love a band of brothers. Ex-ambassadors, I see big things in your future. I'm not a soothsayer, but I still feel like I have the gift, and I know that there's going to be big things in your future.
Yeah, well, we hope so.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.